This is Healing Your Soul with Katie Souza. Real keys to the miraculous. What's weighing you down, holding you back? What has wounded your soul? Today with Katie, discover the healing power of God for your life. Katie was once broken, oppressed, in bondage to a life of mental and physical pain, until God gave her a new life and powerful messages of how you can heal your wounded soul. Now, here is Katie to begin today's program.
Hi, this is Katie Souza. Welcome to Healing Your Soul, Real Keys to the Miraculous. Last week, we talked about a demonic king named Leviathan. Job 41 says he is the king over the children of pride, meaning he gets his right to attack you if you have pride in your life. Remember, pride is a sin that can wound your soul, then can give spirits the legal right to attack and control you. This week, I'm gonna rat off my husband. He doesn't mind though, because he knows that you and your loved ones are gonna get healed through his story. My husband went through a season where he started acting very prideful, arrogant, and very unreasonable. In every situation we were dealing with, both personal and in the ministry, he became very difficult to deal with and to talk to. It felt like every discussion ended up in a standoff, even over minor things. I felt like shouting at him, enough, enough with the arguing already. Finally, God showed me that it was Leviathan controlling him because of his sins of pride. Do you have someone in your life that is constantly unreasonable? Do they think their opinion is always right and everyone else is always wrong? Do they refuse to listen to logic or reason? They might be under the influence of Leviathan, who is the king over the children of pride. Today, you're gonna learn how to get them healed. Let's start today's show with a review. Okay, we're gonna talk about a particular sin that wounds the soul and how it brings a specific king upon you. It's the sin of pride. If you look up pride in the dictionary, it means arrogant, disdainful conduct or treatment, and haughtiness, or an excessively high opinion of oneself. And how many of you are really chronically arguing with a lot of people a lot of times? You know, if you're chronically arguing with people, it's pride, because you think you're right and they're wrong. How many of you have that disease? Come on, how many of you have that disease? Pride is a sin, and it can cause specific spirits and their kings to attack us. Now, who are these spirits and who is their king? So let's first look at the spirits, okay? In Luke 10, it says this, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. So here's a promise from Jesus. Jesus said this, that we will never be able to be hurt by any snake or scorpion. Now, what is he referring to? It says, and the 70 returned with joy, saying, Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I've given you authority and power to trample on serpents and scorpions. See, so if you read this in context, they were just saying, wow, even the demons submitted to us in your name. And then he says, behold, I've given you power over snakes and scorpions. So if you read it in context, these snakes and scorpions that are referred to in the scripture are demonic entities. Amen? Remember, if I want to thoroughly ransack all the snakes and scorpions in the house, I got to bind the strong man, right? I got to find out who the king is over these snakes and scorpions, right? He puts this scripture in my mind. Job 41, and this is about a spirit called Leviathan. And this is what it says about Leviathan. Listen very carefully. It says, he beholdeth every high thing. He is the king over the children of pride. He's a king. You hear that? He's a king. The scripture says he's a king. Well, what is he the king over? Right? It says he's the king over the children of pride. And how do you bind Leviathan? Because I want to tell you something. You cannot just start rebuking, binding, casting down Leviathan. That's not how you battle Leviathan. This guy's impenetrable, man.
You don't pick a fight with Leviathan. You don't. It says if you do, quote, lay your hand on him, remember the battle, and never do it again. You don't bind Leviathan. You don't rebuke Leviathan. You don't cast Leviathan down. You know how you get rid of him? You get healed in your soul. He's the strong man, right? He's the strong man. How do you get bind the strong man? The word strong man means to become strong in soul, to have the strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. You get healed in your soul of everything in common with the strong man. Is there something specific that you need to get healed of in order to have dominion over Leviathan? What does it say in Job 41? He is the king of the children of pride. Pride is a sin that wounds the soul, and it specifically allows these snakes and scorpions who are under Leviathan to attack you. Okay, now I'll tell you another little story, and then we're going to activate into it, okay? All right, now I'm sure my husband won't mind me sharing this because I just ratted myself off, so. After I got delivered of Leviathan, I was out on tour, like I said, and I came back from tour, and it's funny how that thing likes to squeeze the people around you, too. He'll squeeze your marriage, your ministry, your business to death. Okay? I came home, and my husband, I love that man, but the boy was acting up. All of a sudden, he got really fierce with, like, the argumentative, streak, prideful, conceited, my ideas are better thing. You know what I mean? He would be dealing with somebody at the office or something, and he would get frustrated and worked up, and he'd hang up the phone. And he goes, I just can't believe that they would do something like that. Why would they even think that that was something right to do? And I'd be like, calm down, honey. It's all right. Just call him back and tell him, you know, what you would like them to do or have done. I shouldn't have to call them back. They just shouldn't have done it in the first place. And I was like, okay then, right? It's all right. And I would like try to calm him down. And when I tried to calm him, I was like, just, it's okay, just calm down. What do you mean, calm down? What do you mean, calm down? Started to fight with me, right? And I'd be like, yeah, okay, calm down without me then. See you later. You know? You know, he'd be on the phone to like some vendor who would be doing some kind of like business deal with him, doing some kind of a bid or something. And they would email him the bid. And as soon as the bid would come, he goes, ah! Did you see this bit? This is ridiculous. What are they going to be doing for us? Gluing two popsicle sticks together and charging us 10 grand to do it? I mean, and he would just like rant and rave, and he would get all worked up. I'd be like, well, just, you know, and I am, okay, remember, I just went through the Leviathan pride thing. I'm definitely like babysitting my soul, right? Trying to be calm and non-prideful, non-confrontative, you know? And so I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's all right. I see your point. You have a point. But, you know, just call them and tell them what your point is and what you're thinking. Ask them if they could please reconsider and explain to them why. Well, I shouldn't have to call them back. They should just know that that's the wrong thing to do. And you know, and I would try to, yeah, well, you know, and I'd try to be gentle with him, and he would like flare up at me again. Well, why are you even arguing with me about it? And I'm like, no, really, I'm really not trying, trust and believe, to argue with you right now. Babysit, babysit, babysit. I really am not. And he'd be like, yes, you are. You are just arguing with me about everything. And I'd be like, have a nice day. Right? And it went on like that, right? And it got to the point where then he turned his full like battle on me, and I'd be like, okay, all right, you know, it's all right, just forget about it, never mind, let's not even talk about it. And be like, well, I need to talk about it, and I want to talk about it, but you don't want to talk about it because you just want to do it your way. And I'd be like, God, is it me, is it him, who is it, God? So then, like, that night, okay, it had been a battle, like, all day, and it had been going on for, like, a week since I'd gotten home. And I soak every night. I worship the Lord. I get in his presence. You know, I check my soul and all that. And I was turning on the music, and I'm like, okay, this is soaking time. And my husband had, like, shut himself into the office in the house. And I'm out there going, okay, God, what is going on? And he goes, you'd act like that, too, if you had a big snake squeezing you to death. And I went, Oh, yeah. You know, like, ah! Wouldn't you? If a big snake was squeezing, you'd be like, ah! And I go, okay. He goes, you need to repent for him for pride. So I did. You know, Jesus said we could do that. He said, whosoever sins you forgive, they will be forgiven. Whosoever sins you don't remit, they will not be remitted, eh? So you can intercede for somebody who's acting up like that. How many people have people like that around them acting up like that? I'm telling you right now, it could possibly be Leviathan. And there's a snake squeezing them and acting, making them act like that. They started out getting prideful. That sin wounded their soul, allowed the snake to come in, and then it squeezes them. Leviathan squeezes them, and it makes them even more arrogant and more prideful because he's the king over the children of pride. He brings even more pride in. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Okay, so I went in the living room, and I'm worshiping, and I have dominion, man, because I just got healed of that. Amen? So I suggest you get yourself healed first before you start praying for everybody that needs to have this revelation. Right now you're going, I know this and this person really need to hear this revelation. I'm telling you right now. Well, get healed of pride first, and then you'll be able to help them. So I'm in the living room, and I'm like, I got on my knees. I'm like, oh, God. Just, I repent for his pride, my pride, pride in thinking, you know, either one of us thinking that our ideas is the best one, thinking that, you know, we're smarter than everybody else around us, getting judgmental against people, critical against people, you know, thinking that everybody else is wrong, but we're right, and things should be done the way we say to be done, and everything else. I go, I just put the blood of Jesus on that, Lord. And I command his soul and my soul to be filled with dunamis power, God. Make us excellent a soul. So every wound that came from the sins of pride will be healed by dunamis. We'll be excellent in our soul. We'll have nothing in common with Leviathan. And I'm praying about it. Literally, it took like 5 minutes. And then, again, like this burning glory of the Lord. I could tangibly feel it in the natural in my face. And it just started to burn. And now I'm like, when the glory comes, you know, you kind of feel like, whoa, yeah, right? So I'm like, yeah, God, no more pride. Yeah. Go, God, heal our souls of pride. This is awesome. Yes, you're healing my husband right now. You're healing me. It's awesome. Keep on going. We have nothing in common with Leviathan. The snakes have to come up. No more squeezing. Go, Jesus, go. And it goes on for like 45 minutes like that with the burning and everything. So I knew something big was happening, right? So then the worship music's over like an hour later. I turn off the CD. Remember the last time I saw him, we were like this, you know, to each other. Oh, come on, you throw the first punch. No, I'll throw one now. You know, it was like kind of like that, right? And all of a sudden, I go in the bedroom, and here comes my husband. He comes in the bedroom, but he doesn't walk in. He comes skipping in. Okay, the boy doesn't skip, okay? He skipped. And then he goes, want to make some popcorn and watch a movie? And I'm like, yeah. So I pop the popcorn and we go and we lay down and we're watching a movie and he's just lovey-dovey the whole time. Didn't say anything, wasn't arguing about nothing, wasn't bringing anything up, was just snuggle-bugging. And then he looks at me and he goes, you've been working so hard. I'm going to take you out tomorrow and take you shopping. And I was like, I'm thinking in my mind, go Jesus, yeah, come on. Hooking up the revelation, yeah. We wake up the next morning, he takes me out, took me to a fancy lunch at my favorite place, bought me clothes, took me shopping, and was just a lovey-dovey teddy bear from that moment on.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world. Like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Now, this is really cool because, you know, I hear him talking on the phone now. My husband brokers big deals, okay? My husband is, you know, we're an international ministry, and we have large things going on. And I hear him on the phone dealing with large people and who can not always be the nicest peeps. And my husband is just being so tactful now, so humble but authoritative, you know, presenting his point like, I got your bid, and can I please ask you some questions about it? This little area right here, you know, I felt like you could come down in that area and let me explain to you why. And I hope you know that I just want to humbly submit these ideas to you and hope that you would consider them. Okay, he's talking like a completely different human being. Right? Amen? So see, not only are you going to get healed of pride, but you're going to get other people healed. And it's going to change the relationship. That person's going to start acting different. They're going to start feeling better. You're going to start feeling better. And they're going to start acting different. Amen? And you're going to start seeing big shifts in every way, in marriages, in miracles, in churches. You know, one of the easiest miracles to do now, when you're out on the streets or you're in the church or something, if somebody has a back pain or something, you go, this is how you do it, so they don't get upset, so they don't get prideful and hurt. You go, hey, I just heard this cool revelation about pride. And when I heard it, you always talk about yourself first. You go, when I heard it, I knew, man, I have some pride in my life. And so I was sitting there repenting of pride, and, you know, because every single person has pride, even if it's just a little bit. And so I was repenting of pride, and then I got healed, man, and my pain left and everything else. And may I just humbly suggest that maybe you could do the same thing? Repent of pride? No, I mean, repent of pride? And then they do, and they go, well, I don't really think I have any problems with that, but, you know, it's not going to hurt, right? Yeah, well, it won't hurt exactly. I mean, what do we have to lose? And then you lead them through repenting for pride, and you command their soul to be healed, and all of a sudden they go, oh, my gosh, the pain is gone. Cool. And you're like, I knew you were prideful. No, that's not what you do. That's not what you do. But you're going to start to see a lot of miracles happen when you do it that way, amen? You know, and people call me all the time and say, well, I saw Leviathan over my church, and I saw Leviathan over our regional land, and what should I do? I said, repent of pride and command that your soul would be healed, and then you'll have dominion over Leviathan. Don't cast him down. Don't rebuke him. Don't battle him. Just don't have anything in common with him, and he'll have to go. And they go, well, I think he's over our church because my pastor. And I'd be like, well, you know, that might be possible, but why do you think God showed Leviathan to you? Think about it. You know what I mean? Do you understand? So we need to get healed of pride and stay clean, and then we will have dominion over Leviathan.
Right now, we're going to our Miracles from the Road segment. Over the years, we've been so privileged to capture hundreds and hundreds of miracles on video. Today, I've got a few testimonies of people who were healed in their body when they were delivered from the sin of pride that wounded their soul, and then the snakes came off. Let's check out these amazing testimonies.
I came last year and I had surgery on this left ankle three times. Katie prayed and it was gone up until about 3-4 weeks ago.
And the surgery didn't fix it?
No.
But the prayer did?
Yes. However, I was doing good, and I was like 3 weeks ago, I was standing talking to my girlfriend, and I'm like, what is this? Wait a minute. I was healed. What happened?
So a year later, the ankle flared up after the prayer healed it.
Yes.
Okay, now what?
Now, I'm come back, and you did the thing on the surf, and I was like, okay, because I wore a brace. I've been wearing a brace. And I'm up here dancing, just trying to, you know, see. Let me see. All I know is it worked. So it can't come back. Okay.
The serpent is gone and now the pain is gone.
Yes, yes.
And the brace is off. The
brace is off. No brace, no brace.
I have been having this pain in my back at the top for months, and I would pray and it wouldn't go away, and I would take medication, and I just learned to deal with the pain. And when you said to put your hand like this and just loose, when I did that, it was this weight that lifted, and I don't have any more pain. Hallelujah, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
I have had back problem, neck problem, whiplash, and I know it's generational because everybody in my family got some kind of back problem. Tonight when you told us to do the untwining and throw it, my whole neck just began to break. It's like something was breaking. It was free. Well, it's really stiff, you know, that I had. I got used to just having it stiff. And then it started moving all the way down because I got this, they call it dislocated disc, and it goes to the sciatic nerve. But all of that is just free. I don't feel any pain. Everything is just totally free. So I thank God that I am free.
Woo! Woo! You had that your whole life? You had that your whole life?
It's been like over 30 years that I had.
That's just a few of the hundreds and hundreds of testimonies we've received from people who got healed in their body when they got delivered of Leviathan, who is the king over the children of pride. Now it's your turn. Leviathan is the demonic king over the children of pride. He is one of the strong men that Jesus referred to in Matthew 17. Do you remember how to bind this strong man? The word strongman means one who has strength of soul to resist the attacks of Satan. The way you get healed, then delivered from Leviathan's control, is to get your soul healed. Job 41 says, if you lay your hand on Leviathan, remember the battle and never do it again. So you don't make war with Leviathan by binding him, rebuking him, or casting him down. You win the battle by getting your soul healed of the sins of pride that have wounded you. Then you'll have nothing in common with this king who is over the children of pride. Right now, you and I together are going to work on people in your life that are acting prideful and unreasonable, and we're going to get them delivered of Leviathan. Okay, let's just start with a review of the two simple steps that heal the soul. It's the blood that Jesus shed at the cross and a power called dunamis that comes from the resurrection. We need the cross because the blood gets rid of any sin that might have wounded you. But we also need dunamis that comes from the resurrection because the word dunamis means excellence of soul. It's the power that heals every wound inside the inner man. We're going to take those truths and we're going to decree them over the person in your life that's being controlled by Leviathan. As we pray together, just put that person as your focus of your decrees. Keep them in your mind as we go through this activation together. Ready? Let's pray. Just say, Jesus, we ask that you would wash away every sin that wounded their soul. We pray that the power of the cross would be released in their life and that the blood Jesus shed would go back in time to every place in their soul where the sin of pride wounded them. Lord, we decree your blood is washing away their sins. Their sins of arrogance, pride, haughtiness, superiority, self-importance, the sin of being overbearing, conceited, and unreasonable. Wash them clean of every one of those sins that are connected with pride. Apply your blood to every prideful thought, every prideful word, every prideful motive, we decree that they are forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's get them healed of the wounds that came from the sins of pride. Are you ready? Let's pray again together. Just say, now I command that their soul would be filled with dunamis power that comes from the resurrection. Paul said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. Lord Jesus, show them your power now. Fill them with dunamis. Cause them to be excellent of soul. I decree they are healed of every wound that came from the sins of pride. And I decree they have nothing in common with Leviathan, the king over the children of pride. Now just say, in Jesus' name, amen.
Today, with your support, you are giving hope and healing to a life that may be in a desperate need of a change.
There's nothing more satisfying than reading the testimonies sent in from prisoners around the world, like the story of the man with an injured rotator cuff that was miraculously healed in one of our meetings. Afterwards, he jumped right into a faith-based program, and by the time he was released, he was radically on fire for God. Now you can be a part of making the next miracle.
Call now, and when you do, Katie would like to thank you for your gift by sending you a copy of her teaching and soaking set, Soul Crossing, Taking Your Promised Land. With your gift of $25 or more, you will have a part in putting God's Word directly into the hands of a life that is ready to change. Call toll-free 1-800-789-7895. And as a thank you for your gift, Katie will send you a copy of Soul Crossing.
How many times have you heard a sermon declaring you were taking your promised land, but it never happened? The story in Joshua 3 proves that you need to get your soul healed in order to take possession of your promised land. In this teaching, I show you how to do it. Plus, I've included a powerful soul-soaking disc to enable you to cross your Jordan and collect your inheritance.
Call now with your gift, 1-800-789-7895. Help Katie reach out to thousands of prisoners with a powerful message of God's ultimate healing power.
Next week, we're going to talk about a king who can cause pain and weakness in your physical body when you have rebellion in your life. Every one of us has rebelled in some way, shape, or form during our lifetime. That sin wounds your soul and allows a demonic king to assail you. Next week, I'm going to tell you all about it. See you then. For information on events, products, free videos, blogs, and even more, log on to my website, katiesouza.com.